there wasn't a great deal other than the Pear Tree Boys Club. There were two smaller clubs, one or two smaller clubs around. Using a modern word, they're probably called satellite clubs, but we always used to have, or should I say first, I used to box there. And boxing was quite big in the club. Football was even bigger. They had boys' days and they had a girls' day. The boxing, I think, was about three times a week, and we had, I can still remember my trainer. There was a guy called Freddie Gale, Ray Younger, and I think there was and Phil Mowbray. Both guys were there in their infancy, and that I think started for me at around, I was, I think, about 12, between 10 and 12. And I know for a fact that everybody lied about their age, because that's the only way you could get into the Pear Tree Boys Club. It was quite funny, because the guys knew that were asking your name and how old you were. And very often, in some cases, they would know your parents anyway. Yes. Because Welling Garden City wasn't particularly big. It was big, but it wasn't all that big. And we used to train down at the Pear Tree Boys Club. There was nights of... they used to hold, on the odd occasion, a disco-type thing, as it was called, you know, years ago.
That would be mixed.
That would be mixed, yeah. And, of course... if you were doing any exercising or anything like that, you don't want the girls on, and they only have one shower, bath.
Ah, right.
Right?
And yes.
It was a bath and not a walk-in shower. It's a walk-in area, toilet area, if you like.
Yes. How big was this bath?
Bath was, I suppose, at least 2-3... this size, at least this width.
The width for the room.
And
yes.
Came up 18 inches off the ground.
Yes.
And you had to step into it.
Right.
Right. And, and you'd have the showers coming down on top of you.
Oh,
right?
I see.
And
yes.
Gradually, and would fill up the bottom as well.
Yes.
So you could slide about on the bottom, but still have, you can still have the shower as such.
I see, yeah.
So that was but and as I say, you couldn't have the girls and the boys on the same night showering.
No.
There was a game section there in the Pear Tree Boys Club whereby you had snooker, billiards, table tennis, darts. They're the only. I don't think there was cards. No, and that was about it. Teams would come in.
Mm.
Same for boxing, and we would have little tournaments, you see, and we would go to some other clubs as well. Right? And
can you remember who you played against at all?
Well, I boxed. I didn't play.
Sorry,
no, it doesn't matter. Oh
yes.
Yeah, there was St. Francis. It goes without saying.
Yes.
The Ludwig Club, the Bolito Club, which they're in just before you get to St. Albans.
All right.
In that way.
Yeah.
Bolito Club. And they were the people that manufactured stockings.
All right.
And whilst we were there, of course, we all got taken round to see how the stockings were made.
And how often would you have these tournaments?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe once every 2 or 3 months, you know. It wouldn't be...
Regular.
Really, but was... It broke the monotony of just training, training.
Yes.
And of course, it goes without saying that you could go along to these venues, and because your weight didn't match somebody else's weight, then you didn't get a fight that evening.
Right.
That you had to go along just in case. You know.
Oh, that's frustrating.
Oh, absolutely. Or you got there and the guy you're, who you're supposed to be fighting, became suddenly he was overweight. And I'm not sure, a couple of pounds here or there didn't really bother,
yeah.
But, you know, some of it could be guy.
Yes.
But it was, I mean, I was an average guy.
Yeah.
And I would mix with somebody who would talk to me. But if nobody spoke to me, I would sort of find it difficult sometimes to go and talk to people.
Yes.
Because you were really, yeah. you had trainers down there.
Yes.
And they were talking to you, and you'd have once you finished your hours training, if you like, you would think you could go then into the games department. A small,
right.
You know, and have a cup of tea if you wanted to. There was a little, I was going to say a cafe, but the little tea room.
Yeah.
Purely for the people that made the cups of tea. Little canteen there, tiny
right.
little thing, you know.
Yes.
I think it was something like a shilling or something like that, you know.
Yes.
For
overall membership or for just the boxing night?
Just, I think, purely and simply for you go down there and you pay it for the week. And you
right.
can go down there, I think.
As much as you want.
As much as you want. It wasn't just that we did boxing. There were times when we would do gymnastics as part of the training.
Right.
So we would do a bit of gymnastic work on a box, on a horse.
Yeah.
And that was good.
Mm-hmm.
There was a hall.
Yes.
There was a large hall.
Yeah.
And at the back end of it, if you like, there was a boxing ring.
Right, and that was up permanently.
That was up permanently, generally.
Yeah.
And was used as a stage for when they used to have pantomimes on as well, and they used to have bands there as well. They'd have bands
right.
up there as well.
Local bands.
Local bands,
yeah.
And
that
yeah.
would again be a mixed.
That would be
activity.
Mixed. Yeah. Oh, correct. The open area here would be seated then.
Right.
There'd
yes.
be chairs in then for you to watch the boxing.
Mm.
Right. But then what they would do in the hall, right? They would have five-a-side football. In
right.
there and use each
yeah.
end and use
yes.
it as five-a-side. Mum used to polish this cup.
Yeah.
And silver.
Yes.
Plated.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
And it turned out to be, you know, and then she rubbed it so much, it was went right down to the brass, you know. So consequently, so in the end, it was third place. I came third in that.
Yes.
I got to the quarterfinals, I should say.
Gosh, that must have been very exciting.
Oh, it was. It really was. And I still think I beat the guy today. 9 stone 7 at the time. Can still